I don't know. Let's hit him mic'd up. Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that college football. Let's not like talk about that poo-poo teen like Bo was just talking about a minute ago. College football, I think one of the things we have to talk about, guys, these SEC standings. We mentioned earlier LSU facing off with A&M this week. I know it sounds crazy. They are the teams that are leading the SEC right now. And my question then comes from that. Is the SEC cannibalizing itself? Because those are two teams that suffered massive early season non-conference losses. And the fact that they are making it all the way through and making a name for themselves in the SEC, LSU with the loss to USC, who is not a very good team right now, and obviously Texas A&M with the loss to Notre Dame, who would flip around and lose to what, Northern Illinois a week or two later. So my question then becomes, who's playing the SEC title game? After Georgia cannibalizes Texas at one, obviously Georgia got knocked off by Bama. Bama's not going to be able to make that run, it doesn't seem like, after a huge loss to Tennessee this past weekend. My overall sentiment before I get to this statement from Matthew McConaughey about the SEC guys is, I don't know who's good. I have no idea. And maybe you guys can give me some insight. Georgia looks like I said earlier, at two, they seem like a runaway train. The word I'm going to use for Georgia right now, inevitable. Inevitable, it feels like. But nonetheless, you're still looking at LSU, Texas A&M leading the way.
Well, I think you're counting out Florida because they're sitting here at 4-3, but
I wouldn't say them out.
They're only 2-2 in the conference, and
so
they,
you're back on your bandwagon.
No, I've never been off. Their losses are against A&M and Tennessee, who are both combined 7-1 in the conference. A&M actually leading it, you mentioned. But what's going to happen is when Florida beats Georgia and then Texas and then LSU and then Ole Miss and back-to-back-to-back-to-back games in November, they're going to be headed to Atlanta.
Is that what it is? You know what's a hard – and I had this conversation yesterday with a friend of mine.
Delusional.
The question of who are the best two teams in the SEC, because I think Georgia's the best team in the SEC right now.
I would agree with that.
Who are the best two teams in the SEC? You know what question might be harder to answer? Who's the worst two teams in the SEC?
South Carolina
just goes off against Oklahoma the other day. They look like a serviceable team. 2-point loss to Alabama a couple of weeks ago. Vanderbilt, usually the doormat, not them. Kentucky seems serviceable, right? I mean, all these teams other than Mississippi State, which I think Mississippi State's getting better. I'm not sure who's even the two worst teams in the SEC.
I would say that the two teams that have been consistently the worst throughout the entire season would be Miss State and Auburn. Now, I think they're both better than their records say, because I think Miss State has gotten better through the season, and they have not quit at all. And Auburn is the ultimate we can't get out of our own way team. They self-destruct like they did against Missouri, where Brady Cook goes to the hospital, decides to come, I don't know if he decides, but is checks out and says, I'm going to come back, and we're gonna beat Auburn, and that's what happened. So I would say those two teams have been consistently the worst throughout the season.
Yeah. All right, I want to get to this comment made by Matthew McConaughey. First, a question. If I put $20 online, do you think either one of y'all could spell McConaughey correctly? Just throwing that out there. McConaughey. Take a jab at it, Tiff.
Absolutely not.
Take a jab at it.
Capital M, lowercase c, capital C. I'm already wrong.
No, you're going. You're good.
O-N-E.
No.
Okay, can I pick up where she left off?
Go ahead.
O-N-A.
M-C-C-O-N-A-U-G-H-E-Y.
That's correct. Are you looking on your computer?
Yeah.
No.
You looked it up.
Look. Dude, I tried to type it in earlier and I go.
I didn't even. Hold on. No, that's not fair. Now, I know I looked up words on One Word Wednesday, but I didn't even touch my computer.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a good speller.
Just a joke.
I want a spelling bee one time.
Let me read this really quick.
Hurt me, man.
I love this guy.
Skinny fat.
I did not call you skinny fat, I swear.
I'm going to be able to talk about this at some point. I don't know what I have to do.
to get
Matthew McConaughey's word selection, but it's so good. Right? This is the reason people love him narrating things. I actually tried to listen to his audiobook and I couldn't because it was just all adjectives and adverbs. Like the whole thing, that's what it was. First off, you were electric Saturday night when we hosted Georgia. Bravo. Let's continue to bring it. Even though our horns didn't get the W, you created a measurable home field advantage. But let's get real about the bottle bombing on the field glitch we had. Not cool. Bogey move, man. Yeah, that call was BS, but we're better than that. Longhorn Nation knows how to show up, show out like no other, and still keep our class. He goes on from there. But I love the bogey move and the bottle bombing comment, man. It's so good out of him. Feels like I'm watching some kind of cologne commercial listening to this guy talk about college football. The Minister of Culture, Matthew McConaughey, has spoken.
Yeah, I just need him talking about more Lincoln town cars, yeah. Personally.
Oh, my goodness.
No, he's not. Right. Is he Lincoln? I think so,
because he's a Lincoln lawyer, and he has a Lincoln car.
Sure, why not? Guy. Hey, when we come back here, it'll be time for the wake-up call. If you want to weigh in on what the Falcons can do to solve their pass rush woes, you can do just that by calling us at 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game.